We want to make sure, again, that all of our businesses have everything they need to protect themselves, their staff, and our overall community as well. So we're looking at those areas so that we could, again, be best supportive to our businesses during this time. The other area that I wanted to touch on is in terms of my conversations and discussions that I've had with both the provincial and federal governments. They continue to happen on a daily basis. And one of those, again, in many discussions that I've had and continue to voice strong language, that we do need additional funding to support our businesses. I know some of the calls that I receive in my office in terms of, you know, small businesses that have had the concerns of, you know, they have, say, for example, rent that's due now, and they have bills that are due now. And so, you know, we're really looking to see and pushing that we could have an actual business emergency relief fund and what that looks like. And again, conversations are still being had, and we'll continue those conversations so, again, that we're best supportive of our businesses. We realize it's a difficult time and that they are being impacted by the closures and so forth of all the events that have been happening related to COVID-19. But again, we want to make them feel rest assured that we are advocating on their behalf best, and we'll continue to do so and provide further updates to that piece. In terms of the internet, I know we've had to do a lot of shifting over to technology, and I know that we have issues with our internet coverage across the territory. Again, we are in discussions, and we are making some progress. I have another meeting next week set up, again, to look at the overall internet coverage of our territory. The end goal is that every home should have a device with good internet coverage, and that we will continue to work towards that. Again, that's an issue, again, that is not going to happen overnight, but we are looking at the interim as well into the short-term solutions as to how we can be best supportive in that area. If you may have noticed, to some of our seniors, we have delivered care packages to some of our seniors from council. We hope that you enjoyed those packages. And again, we're just looking to check in on each of our elders through our housing units, and looking to make sure that they're okay, and that, again, that we're thinking of them during this difficult time, and we just wanted to show a small token that we are thinking of them and keeping them in our thoughts. So I just wanted to make that note as well. In terms of bread and cheese, council did approve that we will be going forward. Obviously, it would not be as normal as it would be in the past for bread and cheese. We do have further details coming. And so we ask that you stay tuned in terms of that, because obviously this year that we have to be innovative and creative in the way that we're going to be doing bread and cheese. Obviously, with the practicing of social distancing and all the measures, safety measures, and obviously with the direction of our public health advisories as well, that we'd be looking towards finalizing those details. Again, we felt that it's not in a sense of more or less, it's about during these tough times, our community needs to continue to come together. And, over these weeks, we've definitely seen that. And we feel that, this is an opportunity that we can have a little bit of a break away from COVID-19, and that we can still have that togetherness in terms of providing the bread and cheese as well. Again, we need to look to also continuing. We want to say a big thank you in Yawa to all of our community members and businesses and organizations for all the donations and in-kind contributions that we've received to date. There have been many members who have stepped up and businesses that have stepped up, as well as organizations to help with our response to COVID-19. And we really just want to acknowledge and recognize those people. The other area that I wanted to touch on is to continue to thank all of our frontline staff, our nurses, our doctors, our assessment center employees, our call center employees, our security at the checkpoints. As you may not know, today is First Responders Day. So we really want to give them a big shout out and really show them our gratitude for all of their work that they're doing over these past weeks, specific to Six Nations, and again to our response of COVID-19. As scary as COVID is, we are learning so much from it and how we can do better. And I think, you know, we just have to continue to do what we've been doing to maintain our efforts in slowing the spread. Again, you know, I think we've been doing a good job at that, and we need to just continue to maintain that at this time. And again, just and thank you for that piece, Al, in terms of the Six Nations housing financial relief. So again, the Six Nations housing loans and residential rent relief has been extended to May 31st. If you have an existing pre-authorized payment in place, that you must contact the office at 519-445-2235 or email housing_info@sixnations.ca. And again, I just want to thank each and every one of our members for continuing their patience and cooperation with us at this difficult time. Obviously, again, we are continuing to learn from this experience, as again, we have never experienced anything like this at Six Nations. So again, we're learning every day. We're providing to make sure we make the changes necessary that we need to. And again, that we continue to inform our community. So that's the update that I have at this time. Again, I continue to ask everybody to follow our social media platform pages, Facebook, Twitter, as well as continue to visit and listen in online to our radio show programs, again, which will be happening consistently every Friday at 11 a.m. at CKRZ and every Friday at noon on Jukasa Radio as well. So again, we'll continue to provide updates as they become available, and we just want to continue to say stay home, stay healthy, and stay safe, and we'll continue to implement Project Protect Our People. Thank you, and Yawa.
Thank you, KFL. The comments on the program you've just heard were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZ-FM.
Did you ever hear of radio?
Excellent question.
Inhale this, but do not touch.
Doesn't that stuff cause brain damage?
You've got music.
Give me that radio.
Give me.
Go get it.
100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand.